fucking asshole.
You little monkey.
You bastard.
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Westin Seattle, the premier hotel for business and events in downtown Seattle. Allow us to assist you by selecting one of the following options. For reservations, press 1. To speak with a hotel guest, press 2. For sales and catering, press 3. For accounting and billing inquiries, press 4. To repeat these choices, press 5.
Your call is being transferred. Please wait on the line.
Sydney, thanks for calling Westin Seattle.
I'll
speak.
May I
assist
you? Hey, Mama.
Hello, how may I assist you?
Is this Mama? What's your name, Mama? Hello? 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 Mama? Bitch. Finally, there's someone to answer and they don't say shit, motherfucker.
Tommy,
I
assist you. This is the Westin Hotel?
Yeah, I need to know where I'm staying here, and I need to know where I can go to get some rolling papers and some shit to eat, motherfucker. Where can I go? You're a fucking asshole. You know that? If you're still on the phone, you're a fucking asshole. Because you're the only person to answer a phone, motherfucker. Stupid. Nothing's open, man. No one wants to answer the phone. No one wants to talk. They're all like, fuck it, man. Fuck it, motherfucker. Matt, Cool Rob, and Samantha are calling. I don't like Cool Rob that much because he's weird. I don't know if he likes me. I don't know if he hates my guts. I don't know if he just hates everyone except me. I don't know. And Matt talks bad about PCN and everything all the time. But then he wants to be my friend, and I feel like I get real hurt, you know? Like I take it personal, shit Matt says about PCN. And I've told him a few times, like, hey man, you know, like when you say shit like that, you're saying it about me. Oh, well, I don't mean it like that. I don't mean it like that. Like, I want to believe, you know, I know you don't, and I want to believe that, but why not just not say nothing like that at all? It just kind of hurts, you know? It hurts. I had a feeling. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm going to keep looking here for numbers. Okay, there's an aquarium here. Close. There's a showbox. What the hell's a showbox? Let's see what it is. Would they be open? Maybe they have shows. 4th of July show? Show machine. Yeah. It's a venue, but they don't have anything going on tonight, it says. Tomorrow, not tonight. Damn it, man. The Aquabats are gonna be performing that nerd music. I like Aquabats, I'm a white nerd, cracker, neckbeard. Yeah. Ooh, there's a playground. They don't have a phone number, but that'd be fun if they did. Produce is gonna be closed, Costco is gonna be closed now. I forgot my login for Dashy's site. Now that it's back up, I don't even know if I have an account there anymore, but if I do, I don't know what it is. Here's a burger joint. Let's see if they're open. Probably not. That she says one sex. See, no answer. Light rail station, I won't have a number, a bunch of schools. Oh, it sucks. Hey, dark stranger. How are you there, buddy?
I'm sleepy.
Then go to sleep, then.
I'm going to say hi.
Oh, hi. Hi. Would you take some melatonin? You have some sleepy tea? You have some drugs?
Trying to figure out where you're playing from.
Where can I call? What do you think that will be open this late on 4th of July? I know you're Canadian, but...
Call all the Canadians.
Oh, I know. We'll be open Denny's. Denny's is...
Make sure to tell them America sucks.
And it does, you know?
Call somewhere like Texas or something. That'll piss them off. Like America.
I'm gonna call houses. I'm gonna have no resort. I have no further resolution. I'm looking at New York City. That's a city that never sleeps, so motherfuckers should be open, right? Yeah. Let me go to Times Square. Fuck it.
Dude. Bars.
I don't even know where Times Square is. Hey, you should go to sleep. You just sound tired, bro.
Talk to you between calls.
Alright, fine. Don't go to sleep. I'm like, you have to work tomorrow. I do.
You can call Anthony Cumia and wish happy retirement after getting fired. I know, listen to that too.
Anthony Cumia retired?
No, he got fired.
Oh, he got... Where? When?
For fighting with black chicks.
When? When was this?
This morning.
Cumia? Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit. I don't know. I listened to that show now. Wow. Yeah. Suspended or fired? I had no idea.
Fired.
Oh, dude. That sucks.
Racist shit, I guess. It was outside of work.
Oh, no. Oh, that sucks. Oh, hopefully Opie and what's his face? The one comedian that's always on. That has the third chair there on that show. Hopefully they continue the show.
Yeah, I listen to Weird Medicine more than I listen to that. The spin-off that came from it.
Yeah.
Dr. Steve. Anyway.
Yeah. For a long time, I just used to listen to that on Saturdays on the channel, and then you peep me to when they go on live and their RSS feed, so, yeah.
I'd say he'll do his own thing.
Huh. SiriusXM fired Opie. I mean, Opie and Anthony host Anthony Cumia after he went on a Twitter tirade against the black community earlier in the week. Oh, boy. I think I remember him railing on the black community on the air. I think I caught that this week. And I guess he must have taken it to Twitter at some point. Man.
Nah, some chick, like, started beating him up or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, everyone in chat's like, oh, he's fucking dumb. Yeah, he can't do the show by himself.
No, well, why am I forgetting that third guy? Who's the guy that's always on with them, the comedian? You know what I'm talking about? Oh, fuck.
Yeah, he's always on Louis C.K.
Louis
stuff.
Yeah, Norton, yes, there you go, Norton. Ed Norton, is it Ed Norton? No. Isn't it? No.
Well, that's the actor. Jimmy.
Yeah, that's the actor, the asshole actor. Good actor, but he's a jerk apparently on set.
He got skinny. He used to be fat. Oh. Anyway.
Alright, well, that sucks. So who does the voice of, I don't know if you know, even know what I'm talking about, but who does the voice of Chipper? Chippa, who does that voice on the show? Well, that'd be a big loss. I always laugh at that shit. He says all the fucking stupid, shitty jokes. Oh, man. All right. Let me try to find people who will answer. Let's call Denny's in my old state. Florida. We'll call Florida Denny's. Here we go. I'm excited about this, motherfucker. Let's do some stupid orderings of eggs and heat. And we'll go, Norton is Chippa. Okay, good. Thank God. I wasn't sure who did Chippa's voice. I was scared. Because I crack up at Chippa all the time. I love that shit. Who does the pedophile uncle? That character. Forgot his name. Ted Sheckler. Various Uncle Paul. Yeah, that's who it is. All right. It is Jim Norton. Good. Yeah, Jim Norton could carry a show, man. Jim Norton and Opie could do it. Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, sir?
I'm going to make an order for one egg.
Yes, sir. 1 second.
No. No second.
One.
Another one. One.
God damn it. Our seconds are valuable.
This is, you know, when was the last time ONA got in trouble? Was in 2006 when the homeless guy said something about Laura Bush, which was stupid anyway. What they didn't even say it. It was a homeless dude saying it on the show, and they got suspended for a week.
Oh my God, that homeless guy.
I know. It wasn't even that shocking, the shit he said. Why'd they get suspended for that shit?
Shouldn't listen to it if you're going to get offended.
I have to read about this after I'm done.
You should talk to this guy's manager. These seconds are very long.
No, 1 second, 1 second. This is more longer than a moment now, you know?
Add in another Denny so they can talk to each other.
I can't do that anymore. It sucks. Yeah. I can't. That's why you're not seeing the call on Skype. It's just a conference. But you can hear it okay? You hear dude okay?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay, I want you, because I'm testing this out, I want you to try to talk to the next person just to see if that's working okay. It's a new setup. It equals cheaper, easier calls for me, and no more Skype trouble from the Skype police.
This guy's a tit. It's probably the only one working there.
God damn. They might be busy. A lot of these places get busy on days like this. Because as you find out, not a lot is open, especially at this time. Some people, you know, you go out, you get high, you get drunk, and you're like, man, I gotta go to Denny's. I used to love going to Denny's drunk.
Nothing else is open, and everybody hangs out there.
Yeah. I've been drunk at Denny's quite a bit, man. Now I'm into this. I don't care. I'm on no schedule. I'm not really doing a show. It's just calls. Play some jazz. That sucks about Anthony, man. Yeah, I think it's Norton's time to shine. He deserves it. He's freaking. It seems like he carries that show, to be honest with you. To me, he does. I enjoy him the most out of that trio. I'm guessing there's going to be a name change then, if he's fired, unless, I mean, where else are they going to go? They'd go online only. I don't think they're ever going to go back to terrestrial. What happened last time, and all the other times before that. It would be quite interesting.
Oh,
vibe.
I'm a compound, that's true. And then we can watch his pussies all day. Yeah. Still have his hot girlfriend? Oh yeah, they got married.
Now, which is the one that Bam Margera supposedly slept with his wife? Is it Ant? I think that was Opie, actually. That was Opie, right? Right. Supposedly, there's a sex tape out there of Bam Margera and his wife. Oh, God. Dark Stranger. This is taking too long.
Are you seriously going to stay on with
this? No, not anymore. How is this talking about Opie and Anthony? Let me just call back, see if I can yell at him. And move on.
A lot of fun.
It's off the hook now. Oh, there's more. I can find more. Fuck this song.
Where did we call?
Denny's.
Denny's? I'd like to order some food from you.
What do you want?
Some egg.
Okay, can you guys call back a little later because I feel that you guys playing.
I'm not playing. I'm hungry, bitch.
Okay, bye.
Fuck you.
Oh, cunt.
Damn
bitch.
It.
No, she <Chicago. laughs> What a fucking bitch, man. Okay, can you call back because I think you're playing? Don't be playing. Bye.
I don't want you. Oh, fuck you.
God damn.
That is true.
She's like, yeah, you can call back and be an asshole to me later. Not right now. Please. All right.
I just call her.
Next. Are we going to be able to do at least one prank?
Hey, we can listen to the music. Everyone have a chill out moment.
Oh, maybe it is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What would that, in that case, what would we do?
Get your name, your telephone number, and your order.
Oh, I'm Adam Marcel.
What was that? Adam Marcel?
Yeah.
And telephone number?
704-2014.
Okay. And your order is?
One eggs.
How do you want the egg?
Cooked.
How do you want it cooked?
With heat.
Over easy, over medium, over hard, scrambled.
Salt, with salt. And, I never get tired of that stupid joke. Ha ha ha. Music.
You wanted your number. He's all over you.
I give him a number. I'll give him a number. Stupid Denny's fucking sock motherfuckers. Sleepy time tea for Dark Stranger.
Oh, this is like, this is a shit. It has Valerian root in it. Drugs.
Crushed coca leaves.
Ask if you can add your own herbs to the pancakes.
Yeah.
Special blend.
No one wants to answer for me. Oh. let me find another number here. That should just clear it up. The details for his site for me, so I can use those lookup tools for numbers. See if those work. Session doesn't match. There we go. So the options I have are Super Lookup, Twitter Complainers, Yelp Check-ins, Hotel Guests, Facebookers, Craigslist, and UK Wankers. Alright, UK Wankers. Alright, I can choose an area. Oh, that's pretty cool. Bonsal. Use this tool to find wankers in the UK. That's awesome. I haven't seen this in about 2 months. No results. Alright, what's a big town there? Is there a Beckinghamshire? Or am I just making that up? Beckinghamshire. Beckingham, here we go. I think the Shire part was made up. Alright, then, and Campbell. I'm gonna go set up my coffee before I fall asleep. The worst luck with numbers. So, Dark Stranger.
Yeah.
I'm working on a book.
Whoa.
I'm writing a book like Brad Carter.
Does it have a name?
No.
Oh shit.
Not yet.
That'd be awesome. Does it have pictures?
I don't. Actually, I'm gonna try to attain some old pictures.
Dick pic.
I'm gonna have to go to Florida to get them.
Hello, you're not available now.
What a sad set of numbers I've had tonight. Music's pissing me off. Maybe it's the music.
Number. Yeah. They always answer. They're 24/7.
Damn it. Alright, no UK wankers. Try something else. Facebookers, hotel guestesses. Let's try that. Here's someone who's... Yeah. Someone says they're at the Hotel Arundel Preserve. Interesting. Alright, fine. 1 minute ago. Well, I just have her first name. Let's see what the info... Yeah. All I got is a first name, though. That doesn't help. Okay, here's someone staying in Hawaii. Got their first and last name. All right, let's try to get a hold of them. All right, I got to do something better for music. I'll have to play... I don't know. What should I play? How about The Doors? Why not?
Oh, fuck.
This is Kristen speaking.
Hey, honey. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm a choo-choo train.
You're a choo-choo train?
Uh-huh. I need to speak to Thomas Sanchez.
Allow me to connect you.
Enjoy a game of tennis.
Mahalo.
Stay in shape at the fitness center or test your game on the championship golf courses. Spend the day lounging on our white sand beach. And if email is a must, each of our 540 guest rooms and suites is equipped with wireless internet access. At the beach, our renowned Orchid Beach Boys serve as your personal ambassadors to the fascinating realm of the ocean. Show you the dozens of resident honu or Hawaiian green sea turtles seen feeding near.
Howley's calling.
Hello?
Hey, how are you? Is that Thomas?
Who's this?
This is Adam. I'm calling from the front desk, sir.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Well, we have a few complaints.
You have complaints?
Yes.
About what?
Well, the first thing is, I understand it's the 4th of July and we're all excited, but there's no use of fireworks, especially inside the rooms.
Oh, I think maybe... Who are you trying to get a hold of?
Thomas Sanchez.
This is Thomas, but...
Yeah.
There's no fireworks. Who is this? I don't think this is the front desk.
Yeah, this is. I'm Adam Marcel. I'm with the front desk.
Okay, well then, come up to the room and we'll talk about it.
No, you come here, motherfucker. You are coming here. For serious reprimand.
Okay.
I'm gonna put you over my knee and give you nice little spanks. Oh, yeah. Slip a finger in you.
Alright.
I'm a pervert. Internet stalker. I'm perverted. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and now that I know what room you're in because the front desk gave it to me, I'm gonna come and look at you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna be looking and be like, ooh.
Sounds great.
I'm gonna be like, ooh. Ooh. Take my breath away. That was stupid. Silly and stupid and ridiculous. Take my breath away, Doug Stranger. Yeah.
I was thinking every move you make, I'll be watching you.
You know, they should have told him my name is Maverick.
I wish you could play that song at wedding.
You know what the best wedding song is? It's, I'll Be Watching You.
That's what I was just saying.
Yeah, but you know why? Because the fucking song is about, like, if you leave me, I'm gonna stalk you the whole time.
It's a stalker song. It's romantic.
If you dare leave me, bitch, I'm gonna stalk you every day. All I'm gonna do is talk about you. I'm gonna take your hairbrush and collect all the old dead hair from it and put it together. Yeah, smell it.
Oh, it's like playing Born in the USA for today.
Yeah.
It's a fucking fuck the USA type song.
Let's see if we can get Big Ivy to answer the phone. I didn't know you were talking about that song, okay? I'm sorry. Anyway.
But Born in the USA is particularly funny.
Born in the USA.
They played it for a truck commercial. That was funny.
I don't know you guys knew about that song. Crazy Skittles is saying that this is better than GTA 5. You know what? Turn the music off on GTA 5. Don't jump in any cars. Or turn the radio off when you jump in a car. and fucking just listen to the prank calls, man. Yeah.
Maybe you can get the prank put on another station.
Yeah. All right, more hotel.
More wankers?
No, just people in hotels. People that have said that they're in a hotel. That guy's at the Texas Roadhouse.
You stay in a hotel, you're a wanker.
The Texas Hotel's a roadhouse. The Texas Roadhouse is a hotel. I thought that was like a restaurant. Oh, let's see.
Texas Roadhouse in Billings, Montana. For hours of operation or direction, please press 1. For information on our call ahead seating program, please press 2. To speak to a legendary representative, request call ahead seating, order a to-go item, please press
2. Yeah, those motherfuckers are gonna be closed, motherfucker. Okay, UK wankers. Trying again. Thanks, Dashy, by the way, for getting me my login info. Thanks, buddy. If you were here, I'd pet you on the head. Good pony, good Dashy.
Which head?
Oh. Don't be crass, okay?
Hello?
Hey, buddy, how are you? Is that Mr. Turner?
No.
Oh, Mr. Forrest?
No, it's
Floyd. Oh, where's Forrest Turner machine at?
Oh, I know what it is.
He's probably out having. He's probably out having a wank, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know? Do you like to get up sometimes and just wander around and have a wank outside and go back to bed inside? Right. It feels good to go outside and have a wank outside, right? In the fresh air at night when no one can see you. No, he's gone. When you hear that 3. Beep thing, that means they've hung up, okay? That's when you know. Thank you.
I thought we won a prize. Right.
You could be the millionth visitor to this website. I'm the millionth visitor to Dashy's website. Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to get some eggs, please. Hello? I don't do well with UK wankers. I'm just keeping it real. Nancy Becky Kennedy is in Los Angeles. And she posted her phone number. Okay. She posted about a lawsuit. Yeah. Now. Hurricane in North Carolina. We can call that. You guys are going to get it up there as the tropical storm. Yay, Dark Stranger.
Rain, yay.
More rain. I actually could have put on a sweater today. It was that temperature here where I live. It's going to be in the 50s tomorrow, I understand. Nuts, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright, I'm looking for someone else. Sam. Alright, here's someone in a Vegas hotel. They checked in there about 3 hours ago. Now, the Mirage Hotel and Casino doesn't pick up. I'll be a motherfucker, because it's like a really busy casino. A night like this, I hear Las Vegas is 4th of July. It's really cool. I hear it's a fun time. They go all out, apparently. I do drugs. That's his song. It's called I Do Drugs. I do drugs.
You don't have to sing a song about it. We already know.
And I'm gonna die.
And the Mirage, this was the time I sent you.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, how are you? Come on. That was making chit chat. I burped though, right? That's
cool. I want to know if I can bring my homemade fireworks to the show.
Hey, for calling Mara, this is Connie. How may I assist you?
Hey, Connie, I need Carrie Kennedy.
Okay, is that a guest in the hotel, sir?
Yo.
Yes.
Yes, I said. Yes. Yeah.
It is a, okay.
You don't say yes like that to me. I say yes to you. You don't come back like, yeah. That. Yeah. What's that? Hello? Hi. Yeah.
Fuck.
I don't know if she hung up or not. Alright, I'll stop messing around. Maybe I don't want to do a show. But it's not a show. It's just a call. Listen, listen.
This is Connie. I'm the assistant.
Yes, I need to speak to Mr. Carrie Kennedy, a guest in your hotel.
What's the first name, please?
Carrie.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't see that name registered.
Kennedy? Kennedy?
No, I don't see that name registered.
Motherfucker. I know they're there. I know they're there.
I think you'd be the front desk. Hold on just a moment.
Hurry up. Who is she? She's not the front desk.
Mirage front desk, this is Gabrielle speaking.
That woman, Connie, is really rude and nasty and not very smart.
Connie?
Yeah. She just transferred me over to you?
Oh, okay. Where did she transfer you from?
Well, because I needed to speak to a guest there, and she's all like that.
Oh my gosh.
She even said that to me. She's like, I don't understand. She said that. I'm like, what are you doing? I said to her, what are you saying that? She's like, she said, and she was like, Menzies, Menzies, she said to me.
What?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
I'm gonna go ahead. I don't. That's probably an operator.
Yeah, probably. She's disgusting. I'm looking for Kennedy. Mr. Kennedy. Carrie Kennedy.
Okay, do you have the room number?
No. I'm with the transportation. I just have his name.
Okay. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
You said it's Kennedy and...
Yeah, like the president and Kerry, like John Kerry's last name.
Okay, give me 1 second, okay?
Okay, honey, baby. Riders in the storm. That's what I want to hear. Yeah, it's a good one.
Your music is balls, Morales.
I like to do drugs. Can't play it over this. This is a big song of the World Cup.
Did you see the bridge collapse down there?
Yeah.
Shit.
Awesome.
There's some good video of it if you don't mind looking at that stuff.
I know you don't. You're macabre.
Pretty much.
You ever wear black lipstick when you were younger?
No.
Yeah, right, we're right.
Okay, so I just checked. We don't have anybody by that name that's staying.
You hear people really stupid. You know that?
Okay, was there anything else I could help you with? Was there anything else I could help you with?
Yeah. Can you transmit a
Yeah.
This is a holiday weekend.
Hello?
Go on.
Yeah.
I can't transfer you to that.
So the name is... my kidneys. Can you transfer that? Pleading about that. I said honey baby like 5 minutes ago.
Honey baby. Well, it's Jason speaking. I'm assist you.
Hey, honey baby. How are you?
I don't know who you're speaking with.
I'm talking to you.
Do you need any assistance from the Rosh?
Yeah, I needed to be transferred.
Are you trying to find a guest or something like that, sir?
Yeah, that's right, young man. Boy.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, if you're going to continue to talk to me in a derogatory manner, I'm not going to be able to assist you. So
because
I'm going to stop at
this I said young man, and I said that I needed to talk to someone.
You called me baby and honey. You actually spoke to actually one of my clerks. You actually made her feel very uncomfortable. I'm going to ask you to stop at this current time. What can I assist you with?
I need to be transferred to a guest at the hotel.
Okay.
Okay.
And then do you have a first and last name of the guest that you would like to be transferred to?
Yes, sir. Yes, I do.
May I have that name?
Thank you. Be safe.
All right, there you go.
I'm not sure how to spell it.
If you're not able to find a name or anything like that,
I'm
sir,
not sure how to spell it.
To actually hang up.
I'm not sure how to spell it. It's...
Okay. Well, unfortunately, if you're not able to spell, I'm not going to be able to assist you. So if you can, just go ahead and give us a call back when you're ready.
Wow. Manager. No, that's an equal threatening. You got a point, Corrupt.
Riders on the storm.
This song is about Hurricane Katrina.
On the storm. Into this house we're born.
Yeah.
Into this world we're thrown.
In the toilet.
Like a dog without a bone. And after out alone. Riders on the storm.
Like a dog without a bone. That would suck, man.
A boner.
Good evening, Fairfield by Marriott Kelowna.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. I like to talk to a guest there at your wonderful gym. Your inn.
For sure.
For sure.
What is the last name?
Gonzalez.
And the first name?
Nina.
Okay, just one moment.
Riders on the Storm. Ooh, yeah.
Hello?
Hey, is Nina there?
Yes, speaking.
Whoa, good. I'm calling from the front desk. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Okay. Did you want to ask how I'm doing?
Yes, how are you doing? Sorry.
I'm not very good because of these complaints I've got.
Of what?
Well, I understand we're all excited about 4th of July, but can you keep the noise down, please?
Are you joking? I'm with my baby and my husband and we're watching TV.
Yeah, the TV's too loud, first of all. Second of all...
What? It's on, like, 5.
I know, but it's late. It's late. It's past lights out. Maybe it's time to maybe brush your teeth, maybe use the bathroom and go to bed. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And then I know we're all excited about 4th of July, but there's no use of lighting of fireworks at all on our property, especially not inside the room.
Okay, this is a joke, right?
No, you've been lighting fireworks in our parking lot and then inside the room.
We have no fireworks, so I don't know who's complaining.
Well, we can see it on the cameras that you were doing it outside on the parking lot.
And then, I don't know who...
And then we could see it on the cameras inside the room also. We saw that you were lighting them in there.
Okay, well, can you get your manager to our room?
I'm the manager.
That's bullshit.
Hey, wait a minute now. I'm going to charge you a cursing fee. $25. Is that what you want? I totally forgot Mr. Sloth. I'm sorry.
Good morning. Helping you now.
Good morning. How are you? Happy 4th of July. You having a good 4th of July? Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. I need to speak to a guest there, please.
What guest are you?
Christopher M. Gee.
M.D.?
E-M-G-E.
Hold on, okay?
Okay, honey.
I'm not getting an answer. It's just ringing.
What do you think? Can you try one more time? Did you try more than once?
Hold on.
Oh, thanks.
Hold on.
Thanks, honey. Maybe he's saying fucking.
Oh, shithead's here now.
Hey, shithead.
I'm not getting an answer, sir. Nobody's answering.
What an asshole, right?
Yeah, nobody's answering.
He's a fucking dickhead asshole, okay. Motherfucker is what he is.
Ding, 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 ding. True.
He sure is.
Can you guys hear me?
Yep, now we hear you better.
Okay, good, good.
Can you hear us?
Yes, yes, hello.
Riders on the Storm. I'm looking for another number just a moment.
10 is also on.
Oh god damn it.
The internet
I don't hear
now.
I don't see him. Where is Ken?
Oh, he might not be on Skype yet.
He's just on there. Premature.
We'll get there.
Story of my life.
Alright, let's see if Roger's gonna be answering the phone. Roger. He's there with children, so this will probably wake him up. Yay! I keep forgetting that I'm not calling with Skype, and I keep trying to do it just out of years of habit. Stupid me.
God, you're so stupid.
Stupid.
I'm Eugene Rasmussen by Marriott. All agents are currently busy. However, your call is important to us. Please stay on the line, and an agent will be with you shortly.
Yeah, how you doing? I'm calling about your Craigslist ad. You got some fucking dildos for sale?
Hey.
Yeah, sloth for sale.
You get sloth for sale. Yeah.
Thank you for calling Eugene, Oregon Residence Inn by Marriott. This is Brian. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, Diane. How are you?
This is Brian. Yes, what can I do for you?
Yeah, I need to speak to a guest, please. I'm with the transportation.
Absolutely. What was the guest's name?
McCourt.
Is that M as in moon?
Yes. C-C-O-R-T.
Okay. All right. So this happens quite often. So I don't have a McCourt registered in my hotel. So either it's the wrong hotel or they have a room registered under a different name that they're traveling with or something, another person. So I don't actually have that last name in my system.
Oh, fucking shit. Really? M-C-C-O-R-T?
Here, I'll tell you what. Let me pull up my guest ledger really quick to make sure it hasn't been misspelled or something.
Okay, honey.
Bear with me.
All right.
Yeah, bear with me.
Thank you.
And I'm Brian. Please don't call me honey, sir.
Oh, okay, baby. I'm sorry. No one's fucking around with a honey baby today at all.
George claims it's N-C-C-O-R-T.
Nick Court?
That doesn't make sense.
What name is that?
Doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. George spends a lot of time rubbing his dick, too.
He's real particular about being called honey or female.
Did you try out Nash's new tool?
Yeah, which one exactly?
The new hotel one.
That's what I'm doing now.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I was asking, nobody was listening. I blame it on Storm.
Yeah, me too.
Go to hell. Damn it.
Alright, this guy 6 hours ago said his room wasn't ready.
Listen, Storm. Your kids are in another room and they're out of fucking control.
Just turn up the music.
I did it again. I put it in the wrong thing. Stupid.
We can't tell. Let's swim to the moon. Let's climb to the tide.
Hey, how are you doing, honey? Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I need to speak to... This is the boxer, correct?
Correct.
All right, I need to speak to David Holder. He's a guest there. I'm calling with the transportation. David Holder, H-O-L-D-E-R. What about DeBass? It's like D-Bass.
Hello? Yeah, I'm checking.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Listen, there's nobody by D-Bass.
Oh, you listen. You listen. Listen. Are you listening?
Go ahead, speak.
You stupid. I'm going to... Oh, maybe Dwight can spell it right. Dwight!
Yeah. Let's look for this fucking guy. So you said he's not there? Hello? You there, buddy?
Whatever.
Screw you. You didn't like the cut of Dwight's gym. Let's swim out in
your life, love. Everyone's a cunt tonight.
Did you talk to Ivy Chung yet?
Yeah, I tried. I thought I tried Ivy Chung.
At the American's Best Value Inn?
Yeah. Yeah, that's nasty. Alright, let's try Nina again. She's the one that I got through that said... I mean, she said... Did she say bullshit or fuck you to me? I forgot.
Oh, I got a number. I got that guy from last night who changed his voicemail.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I heard that.
What the fuck was his name? I got a new list here.
Do you still have that old lady from last night? The one that you were going on about bowel movements?
Pizza lady?
Good evening, Fairfield by Mary Explona. Sarah speaking. How may I help you?
Oh, I need to speak with Ms. Gonzalez.
Oh, I'm
Unfortunately, she informed me that this is a wonderful prank call.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
I won't be able to put you through. No. Sorry about that. No. Have a good night.
No, it's not. I don't know why she did that. So I don't know if you heard, but Turkish Horse left me a new voicemail. Apparently he knows my first name now.
Oh yeah? I didn't get to hear that.
I can play it again. I think I have it here still.
Was he all pissed because I called Faison the other day?
I didn't know that he did. Maybe that's why he called me, because I haven't talked to him in like a while.
I called Faison like the last 2 weeks.
Oh, I closed it. But yeah, it's out there. Maybe I'll play it some other day.
And a good old Reed here. He's the one who changed the voicemail on.
Brief, the medical information line for Church and Dwight.
Dwight.
If you have a human-related medical question, press 1. For animal related
dog or human
related? Press 2.
Am I pushing 1?
I got a fucking
it's
problem.
It's human or animal related.
If you have a human related medical question, press 1.
Hey, when do you hit
for
1?
Animal related
see if that
medical
works.
Questions, press 2.
No, it doesn't. I gotta do it.
Jesus Christ.
What?
If you have a human related medical question, press 1. For animal related medical questions, press 2. If you have a human-related medical question, press 1. For animal-related medical questions, press 2.
Jesus.
She's trolling you. She's actually on the line. It's not even a recording.
Press 1. For animal-related medical questions, press 2.
Never mind.
If you have a human-related medical question, press 1. For animal...
Great number. Thank you, Dark Stranger.
I guess he broke it.
That's probably my setup. Alright, this is the voicemail change. You got your password. You remember what it is?
Yeah, it's just 1234.
Oh, well, they'll never guess that.
Probably not.
You had that one that went for months, remember?
Yeah. Then he changed it, and I demanded control back.
Do you still have Boss Nigger out for download, that movie?
You mean the link I sent you?
Yeah, is that still good?
Yeah,
yeah, you're doing
yeah,
good,
it's still
buddy.
Good.
It's Reed. I can't get to my phone right now because I'm really busy and fucking important. If you want to come see me, I'm probably down at the fucking Glory Hill over on Elm Street. Get.
Oh.
If you were message, if you were set.
I didn't. Oh. Fuck.
Did you hit pound?
No, I hit star.
Yeah, you hit pound on that one.
Oh. I thought it was star. I'll try it again. So what, is that really loud for you guys?
Just the tones are incredibly loud.
And like really sharp and high pitched.
Please enter your password.
Pound.
Thank you.
You now have the deleted message recovery feature in your mailbox.
Yay!
This feature allows you to review messages that you have previously erased during your mailbox session.
Who cares?
To review messages you have erased while using your mailbox, go to the main menu and press 1-9.
Shut up, bitch.
While listening to erased messages, you can use any of
just
the available
one.
Message you review options. If you erase a message from the erased message queue, it is permanently removed from your mailbox.
Okay, that's fine.
When
bitch.
You exit your mailbox, all erased messages are permanently removed. To
I just
repeat,
want to hear the new message.
Press 1. To continue, press 2. You now have the deleted message recovery
what?
Feature.
I had to repeat it.
This
I
feature
think we
allows
need to hit
you to
hit
review
two.
Messages that you have previously erased during your mailbox session.
Oh, yeah.
To review messages
hurry
you have
up,
erased
bitch.
While using your mailbox, go to the main menu and press 1-9. While listening to erased messages,
You can use any of the available message review options. If you erase a message from the erased message queue,
yes, very good.
It is permanently removed from your mailbox. When you exit your mailbox, all erased messages are permanently removed. To repeat, press 1. To continue, press 2. You have 2 unheard messages.
Ooh, fantastic.
First unheard message.
Hey, how you doing there, Mr. Johnson? This is Dwight down here at the hut. Just calling to touch base with you as a valued customer. Wanted to make sure everything was all right with your pizza. If anything seems to be wrong, give me a call back here. I'll be here all night. I don't normally say this, but that's a very interesting voicemail greeting you got there. That's kind of fantastic there, Valley Star. Right, I'll talk to you later.
End of message. To delete this message, press 7. To save it in the archives. Message deleted. Next message.
This is going to be my fucking phone.
Did you have a pound?
Message deleted. End of messages.
All right, well, that's all we got.
Yeah, boy.
It's a work in progress.
Well, at least we know he's got some alerts saying he had voicemail and he's not able to get in.
Well, my favorite was it was a hooker, I thought. I could have sworn it was a prostitute.
Oh, that we had Polcha fucking changed it.
Yeah. Well, you had changed it and you kept getting like the customers, and one of them was like, I don't know if you know, but I think someone hacked into your voicemail there.
Yeah, that was the hooker one. I think it was. What was it? Oh, no, that was the one he was calling about the dog. And the guy was being an asshole when we called him, so we fucking changed it to something like really fucked up. And me and you called the guy that called about the dog. He was at the military base.
Oh yeah, that's right. Well, I called back and he wasn't there, but it was like some other cat, I guess. And he called me back saying he was going to trace me, that he thought I was in Maryland. And he was tracing me. So I think it was Maryland. It was something weird like that, or Texas or something. I don't know.
So that's weird about the Turkish horse, by the way, knowing your first name now.
Some asshole probably dropped him that my info. That would be my true name. Someone called him and said, "Oh, was, you know, who's calling you, Carlos?"
Well, there was that one page out there where it was like, "Oh, he brings calls, the Turkish kitchen," and they put your shit out there for Charlie too.
You got that one removed. I found it.
I got it removed.
You got it removed. There's still another one out there that has that. Should've
they always repaste them?
Yeah,
assholes.
Yeah, it always gets repasted.
I told him, I was like, "This is bullshit," and he must have agreed because he removed it from the page like 2 days later.
Yeah. Well, it's on me. I should be able to figure it out myself too, I guess. Hang on, I'm gonna find it here to play for you. I think you'd enjoy it.
I was telling people the other day about the Turkish horse. They're like, "What's the story with him?" And I started telling them about how he's like always calling you. Go, why don't you answer the phone? Whose cock are you sucking?
Well, he asked me about sucking cock here.
True love.
Indeed. And this all started with Jen Stewart pranking him, to be honest.
Well, even better is when we got him at home and he tried, no, you got the wrong number.
Yeah, right.
Didn't all Milkman go and, like, take pictures of him and shit?
Yeah, he's been there. And another listener on Facebook was right inside, like, ordered food and everything and took him.
Oh, yeah, I saw
right
those close-up fucking pictures somebody did inside.
He's got the shawarma thing going on, the big beef blend that's on the pincers, you know, not the skewers. Yeah, he's got that going on. All right, listen, here it is, 15 seconds.
Hey, Carlos, cocksucker. Why don't you answer your phone, you piece of shit? I need to lick my ball and suck my big cock.
That's his fucking
play
MO.
It again.
Every voicemail he leaves, that's his shit.
So sucking cock, and then he says other shit, like apparently he was saying in Turkish that he wanted to dig up my mom's body from the funeral.
He always gets fucking loaded, and then he's like, "I'm going to call this motherfucker."
He just calls every once in a while to insult me.
He probably has a list of people he hates and just calls them all.
Yeah. All right, here it is. Here it is again.
Hey, Carlos, cocksucker. Why don't you answer your phone, you piece of shit? I need you to lick my ball and suck my big cock.
I know. Sounds so much better in an accent.
Cock.
You know who I would love to have talk to the Turkish horse is number 6. that we tried to rent the room to, that black guy. You probably didn't hear that call, but I kept threatening him if he moved in with us and he fell asleep during a party, my balls were going to be in his mouth.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think I remember that. No.
Told him I was a chronic masturbator and he must look me in the eyes while I masturbate.
Well, the Greek guy would be funny from last week from the USA.
Oh, that's game. Right. I still got to pull that up and listen to that. They'd have it out
real bad.
Yeah. They would fucking go at it, right? Because the one guy's Greek. This Turkish guy talks about fucking Greeks all the time.
And that Greek guy's at least as angry as the Turkish horse is.
Yeah, totally. They're the polar. What if they actually like agreed to disagree, or you know, like they actually?
Like, what if they actually killed each other? Like honestly, think about that.
Fucking Sloth and I got the cops called a couple times last night.
Nice.
Doubt it. I think most of the time it's just threats. I think maybe that old lady did, but I think that's the only one.
One where we accused the old man, the old woman, of smoking the marijuana and having the second room to hide the drugs.
No, I'm going to say it was the old lady. We got real sexual with her.
The pizza lady, the one that Carlito just tried to call, but the phone was busy.
Yeah, it was busy. I could try it again. And maybe she was on the phone.
Oh, yeah, that was her.
You told her you wanted to give her just the tip.
Yeah.
Dude, that is the old lady who you said Dwight had taken a shit, right?
Well, I took a shit.
I said Sloth did. He was delivering the pizza and she only gave him a dollar tip. Yeah. So he took a dump on her front step.
She didn't get it. Like, she took a shit. What? You know? It's like, he moved his bowels?
I had to explain it to her like 15 different ways. I'm like, he defecated? What? He moved his bowels? What? He took a shit on your front step, lady.
No, she said moved his bowels. I was like,
yeah, she's like, he moved his bowels? Yeah. I'm like, oh my God. It was like three steps ago, lady.
No, she left it off
the hook. I just can't comprehend that, though. Like, someone would do that shit. What the fuck?
It's potty talk. Well, you can't say.
Well, the best was I told her. I was like, yeah, you gave him you didn't give him a big enough tip, so he came back and he was pissed. And she's like, I gave him a dollar. And it's like, well, no wonder he was pissed.
That is a shitty tip. God, that is an old person tip. Or, no offense, a black person tip.
I was waiting for that.
Yeah. I'm just saying it's true.
I should have busted out the fucking Carlito line. Yeah, this always happens with you people.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I've heard of them, black people at restaurants, I've heard them refer to among the staff, the wait staff, as non-profits. You know, like, I got these non-profits over here. Yeah. Like, shit, I got two non-profits in my section.
Wow.
You know, I thought that was a thing. When I heard about that, I said,
fucking old lady from last night in the hotel. Two rooms because their daughter was coming in for a wedding. Yeah,
hey, accused me. Aaron, how may I help you?
Hi, Aaron. How you doing, honey?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. What's that?
Oh, I'm good, babe. I wanted to make an order.
Okay, no problem. Give me 1 second, okay?
And
there's that for you?
And then there you go.
All right, we'll take it for you tonight.
And then there you go.
I'm sorry?
There you go.
What can I get for you?
Yeah, one eggs.
Oh, just one egg? That's it?
Yes.
All right, definitely. How you want it cooked?
With heat.
I'm sorry?
With heat.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay. One bread.
And you want some bread?
Yeah.
Okay, white whole wheat or sourdough?
Baked bread.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what else?
I like that cooked also.
Definitely.
With heat.
Okay.
Okay. One breakfast meat.
Okay, do you want ham, sausage, or bacon?
Pork.
Definitely.
Okay.
And what else for you?
Cook that to an internal temperature of like 350 degrees.
Internal temperature of 350?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right, I'm going to put someone else on. I'm tired of this premise. I choose Mr. Dwight.
Yeah, you're doing. I need to add on to the order there, pal.
Okay.
Let me see here. Do you got the fucking scrambled eggs?
I'm sorry?
scrambled eggs. You got those?
Yes, sir. I have scrambled eggs.
All right. Let me get two orders of scrambled eggs, but like put them in one container.
Okay, two orders of scrambled eggs and one.
Yeah,
container.
I want them together. Like, you know, something like that in one container.
Definitely.
And then I need you to take that container and shove it right up your ass.
I'm sorry?
I need you to take that container after you're done cooking those eggs and shove them right up your ass. Can I watch?
No.
I hurt his feelings.
Sure did, Dwight.
It was pretty easy to hurt his feelings. He didn't last very long.
But yeah, that lady last night, I told him they had to strip down so we'd come in and do a drug search. And he didn't like it. And then like I explained it to her, and she started fucking flipping out. And I told him he was hiding the drugs in the other room, and he's sitting there coughing. He's like, "I got asthma." And I'm like, "No, sir, that is not an asthma cough. That is a marijuana cough. You were taking hits."
How about the piss in the sauce? That was all right. That was pretty
funny. Sloth shut me down on that.
I did.
I like to make an order.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Okay.
No.
Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
One All American Slam. One Grand Slamwich. One Fit Slam. One Lumberjack Slam. One French Toast Slam.
I need to know how you want these eggs on the slam, sir.
I need them cooked.
How do you want them cooked?
With heat. One Belgian waffle slam, one build your own grand slam, one ham and cheese omelet, one meat lover's omelet, one Philly cheesesteak omelet, one ultimate omelet, one new loaded veggie omelet. You getting all this? Hello? Fuck. I want to just order everything on the menu. Ooh, this sounds good. Cinnamon pancake breakfast. Yeah.
Ask about her cinnamon pancake. I will.
You could.
Mm. I'm gonna take to her pancakes.
Doom, 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 doom. Here's a different one. She stopped answering.
Oh, fuck.
We're sorry. The number and
it's my fault. Yeah, one cinnamon breakfast pancake, one Fit Fair veggie skillet, one peanut butter cup pancake breakfast, one T-bone steak and eggs, one banana pecan pancake breakfast.
I don't get paid enough for this shit.
Oh, hello. Oh, shit. Yeah, one T-bone steak and eggs. One cinnamon pancake breakfast.
Wait. Hello?
One Santa Fe skillet. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, one ultimate skillet. One moon's,
okay, wait.
One moons over my hammy.
Wait. I need your name first.
Yeah, one country fried steak and eggs.
I need your name first.
Adam.
Hello?
Adam.
And a phone number?
705-2014.
Okay,
one cinnamon pancake breakfast, one blueberry pancake, one peanut butter cup pancake, one T-bone steak and eggs, one Santa Fe skillet, one hearty breakfast skillet, one Fitfair veggie skillet.
Okay, you might have to come in and do that order.
Why?
It's kind of a lot. And I mean, it only takes 5 minutes if you come in.
What?
It only takes a few minutes if you come in.
No, it'll take longer because I have a lot to order.
But order that high, we have to come in and do
it. I have more. One lumberjack slam.
You have to come in to do that?
Can you just write it down and then when I come in, you just fire it up then?
Can you come in and do it? I only take a hot sec.
No, write it down and hold on to it. Now, when I come in and I'll point at you, like, go. And then you start it.
Cinnamon pancake breakfast, blueberry pancakes, peanut butter, T-bone, Santa Fe.
Yeah.
What else?
Hearty breakfast, Fit Fair, okay. Ultimate skillet, Moons over Miami, country fried steak and eggs.
Okay, you're going to have to come in and do that.
Build your own grand. Why? But you just said it was okay. You're just writing things down.
No, I just said that you have to come in and do that.
You're writing things down, you lazy motherfucker.
Who are you talking to like that?
I'm talking to you, motherfucker. Write it down. You know what? Lazy bitch.
I just about spit a mouthful of beer all over my monitor. You fucking lazy bitch. I told that to a lady last night. She's like, come up to my room if there's a problem. And I got the husband on the line. And I was like, your wife said if I got a motherfucker to come up to the room. He's like, I was sitting right here. She didn't see that.
Then you have someone also tell you, like, don't you talk to my wife like that. Did that happen last
night? Sloth was on there and he was like, sir, don't you say motherfucker. And he's the guy's like, I didn't say that. And he's like, you said MF or I heard you.
Yeah.
No, the guy said MF initially. He's like, I did not say MF. MF.
Oh, shit.
Shoot.
Any other ideas? Place a second call? It's 1 o'clock. I should leave. I should go. I'd
put some numbers in the main window there.
Alright, no more, because I should leave, to be honest.
No,
I do. I gotta work tomorrow. I gotta be up at 6 o'clock.
No. Oh, yeah. You're right. My bad.
Shit, when do you go on? Ken, you go on. You got your shit together, don't you? I thought you did.
No, I don't have it set up all the way yet, and I don't have any credit.
Credit.
Why don't you answer
credit
your phone?
Credit for your cock.
Just buy the U.S. subscription. It's like $2.99.
Yeah, but I don't have a card, so I gotta go out and get a prepaid card and shit.
What? Why don't you have a card?
I don't even have a bank account. Fuck banks.
What?
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's right.
Where do you do your banking at, Amscott?
Where do you live?
In a home.
Are you a felon? Are you a felon? You're a felon.
Yeah, we're gonna come find your money.
It's in a shoebox.
It's in
my mattress, motherfucker.
Good afternoon, Paragon Hotel. Holly speaking.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I want to talk to Peter Bowditch.
No, there's no one here by that name. I'm sorry?
It's a name, yeah.
Yeah, there's no one here by that name.
Did you get the name? Precisely as I said it?
Peter Bowditch, yep. There's no one here by that name.
How is it spelled?
I don't know how it's spelled, but there's no one.
So then you didn't look it up. You didn't look it up in the computer then.
This is a pub, so we don't have a computer to look up names. I know the staff members who work here. We do not have a Peter Bowditch.
Oh, you don't even have a computer there?
No.
I thought it was a hotel.
No, we're a pub.
Oh, can you ask for Peter then?
There is no Peter here, I'm sorry.
Is there no one there?
No, there's no Peter that works here.
No, there's not a worker, it's a guest there.
Yeah, but we're a pub, so we do not have accommodation, so there's no guest by that name at all because we don't have guests here.
Oh, you don't have telephone there, telephone service for people to you. Right?
No, we haven't phone with someone now for staff.
It's staff only? Whatever. I thought those were hotel numbers, Dwight.
It's supposed to be the Paragon Hotel.
We turn around with our heads to the ground.
Nothing in Hawaii.
Ding, ding, ding.
What have they done to the earth now? What have they done to our fair sister? Ravaged and plundered, stuck her with knives in the side of it all, and got her with
if you guys help me with numbers, I'll go on another half hour. I'm going to pay for it tomorrow. Oh, shit.
What type of people you want?
Yeah.
People that answer the phone.
Oh, wow.
Because I haven't had much of that today. Anything, man. Anything. Surprise me. I have a sandwich here. I'm going to eat it on the line. So do either of you know, what was the controversy with, who's the guy from The Doors? Please help me. I don't listen to this music.
Jim Morrison?
Yeah, wasn't there a thing where there's a broad who says that she married him in some kind of Wiccan thing, and she's supposed to be getting his estate, but she didn't?
Never heard of
that. Never?
I don't know. I bet Google knows.
I'm putting some Roscoe's chicken and waffles down there for you.
You think they're open?
Yeah. Usually they're open until about midnight.
Oh shit, this is in Englewood. Yeah.
What's up? No good.
When do you want to talk? Go ahead, guys. I'm going to eat my sandwich.
Alright, I'm probably going to call him some racist shit.
Okay, follow me.
You put it in the wrong thing again, I think.
Ah, damn it. I'm going to be doing that for, like, years.
Drugs are good, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Just call and let this play.
Yeah. I'll leave it in the background here. Let me go back and play the weird.
We can only have Sloth call Ken White again.
Do we still have his armor?
You bitch. I told one of them it's one of these ones that I gave you that I was going to take her. She was black. I told her I was going to put her ass on a flat top grill and give me some of that dark meat. She's like, oh, no, you ain't talking to me like that.
I have some old church people numbers in Tennessee.
Yeah. See the pickup.
Yeah, how can I help you?
Yeah, you doing? What is this number I called?
Roscoe.
Is this the Roscoe's?
Yeah, Roscoe.
Yeah. You guys got any specials tonight? How late you open?
We're open until 3 a.m.
That's fantastic. What are your specials tonight for the fucking 4th of July here?
We don't have any specials. Everything's the same price.
You got anything that's like dark meat?
I'm not sure.
What about you, sweetie?
Sorry?
Are you dark meat? Are you ethnic?
No, sorry.
Are you white?
No, sorry.
You're playing games with my hearts, bitch. You know what I'd like to do is I'd like to put your ass on the flat top grill and just smell that dark meat. So what are you doing later?
She hung up.
Of course she is. She's a bitch.
Let her hang up.
She's like, oh, this is some white people shit.
Honky, cracker. Weirdo shit.
That's not gonna help
you. I want to put some mayonnaise like all over your vagina and just eat the shit out of it.
Oh no, you didn't.
Mm-mm.
They always try to say that. They smell like bologna and fucking mayonnaise. Well, okay, bitch.
Bologna and mayonnaise. I heard that when white people are wet, they smell like potato sacks.
What?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I've heard that. I can kind of see that. I think the OMG chain might be closed. But Roscoe's is open.
Three similar businesses to connect to.
Whatever. Church song. Church. These are churches. You think they'll answer?
No, it's church people. They belong to that church up at the top with that pastor. And these are actually the ones that Dwight and I, like, I got out of a directory and I set up. We didn't use them. We sent them to Brent Westwood. He called the first one and they didn't pick up. So then he didn't use them either. So these are actually fresh.
Fresh. Okay. Cool.
I put a new hotel one at the bottom too.
Fresh, so clean.
Yum, 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 yum. All right, I'll do Edwards. Bob and Sarah Edwards. See if they pick up.
Before you slip into unconsciousness,
very old lady named Verna Dickerson. Dickerson. Yes, hi, this is Brother Morgan. How are you? This is Miss Stevens.
Yes?
I'm calling from the church. We're calling all the... Pastor Donald just passed away.
What?
Pastor Donald at Skyline Heights Baptist Church, he just passed away.
What are you talking about?
There was... he apparently lit his house on fire on purpose. He got upset and he poured gasoline on this driveway, and he put fireworks inside his house and lit them off.
Who is this?
This is Brother Morgan. We're having an emergency service right now at the church. Pray for his soul.
Okay.
Do you think you can make it?
I need to... Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Can you start from the beginning?
My name...
Tell me who...
I'm Brother Morgan.
And who are you calling?
Miss Stevens. This is Miss Stevens, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Brother Morgan, do I know you?
Well, I work in the administrative office.
I'm having a hard time believing this.
Why? Yep. All right, so anyway, I hope you can believe me. Pastor Donald just passed away. He committed arson on his house, and he stayed inside the house and while it was burning down. He lit fireworks inside the house.
Uh-huh.
Like on purpose.
Okay, hold on just a minute, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, it's Chad.
Yes.
God bless you, brother. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
I'm sorry to call so early in the morning, but my name is Brother Morgan. I'm with the church. Pastor Donald just committed suicide. He burnt down his house on purpose after having an argument. And he's passed away. And we're going to have an emergency service for him to pray for his soul.
Hey,
I'm sorry?
Who did you say you were with?
Skyline Heights Baptist.
Your name is?
Brother Morgan.
Brother Morgan.
Yes.
All right. Okay. You're kind of different, buddy.
I know. Well, the kids call me Bromo.
Bromo?
Yeah.
That's a pretty sick joke, buddy.
It's not sick. It's sad. It's a sad event that's happened, but it's not sick or a joke. He went in there. He was like, oh, Enoch, Enoch. He kept saying Enoch, Enoch.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And he was masturbating, and the fire was going on. He was like, oh, yeah, I'm coming, like that. Like, oh, yeah, all the way, he said, like that. And he said, top of the world. And the fireworks are going off all around. They're like, bah, 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 bah.
Hey, buddy, you need to lose this phone number, okay?
No, I can't lose it. It's on computer, so for me to lose it, I'd have to wipe my hard drive and stuff.
Okay, that'd be a good idea.
How many passes do you think I should do?
You're a strange fella, buddy.
How many passes should I do on the hard, the wipe on the hard drive? How many passes, 10? Okay, I'm just wondering, make sure I get all the bits. Gotta get all the bits. It's a really sick joke, you guys.
But it was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I think we're all going to hell for laughing about it. But at least I'll be in good company.
You guys want to do one? Go ahead.
Deep. Hang on, this.
Alright, I'm gonna work down. Curry is the first one. Bromo.
Hello? Hello?
James? James?
Hello?
James?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm putting Dwight on the line for you. Dwight, please talk to James McCurry.
Good evening, James. How are you tonight?
I'm fire.
This is Dwight. I'm with the church. We got some bad news tonight.
Oh, have you? Okay, what's that?
I don't know how to tell you this. But the pastor, he died tonight.
Amen.
He set his house on fire on accident.
Uh-huh.
He was lighting off a fireworks show for the children. And one of the little flarings came off and lit the roof on fire, and he couldn't make it out in time.
Oh, wow.
So we're having emergency mass at the church tonight to pray for his soul.
Yeah.
Is there any way you could come down?
I'll try, yes.
I mean, if you could make it, it'd be great. We're calling the congregation in.
Okay.
It's so unexpected. I mean, he was so full of life. I just spoke to him not even 3 hours ago, and he was fine.
Yeah. Oh.
I just can't.
When you're meeting out to church.
What's that?
What time you're meeting out to church?
We're getting down there right now. We're trying to plan it out for like the next half hour.
Okay.
All
right.
Can you bring something for me to the church?
Yes,
yeah, so, huh? Yeah, can you bring me a bottle of Jack?
Yeah, okay.
Bring me a bottle of Jack. I got the Coke. We'll mix up some shit. Make sure, take your time, James. No hurry. We're getting everybody together. We're going to unlock the church. We're going to go in. Mary is bringing the disco ball, and I got the Stevens bringing some Jaeger. Oh. I had his ass hooked, too.
He keeps saying,
I was sitting there, the reason I started doing the fake crying is I couldn't find the fucking pastor's name. So, I'm scanning through Skype. I'm like, this is fucking horrible.
I know I said 30 minutes, but I'm leaving now. Sorry.
Masturbation. Heavy masturbation.
Wanker time.
Wanker. Bye. Thanks, you.
Waking Shire.
Ah.